I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1319, God's Plans for You. What are the three most important words in real estate? Location, location, location. When it comes to the Bible, the three most important words may very well be context, context, context. I often quote Tim Keller, "We have to keep the text in context, lest we have a pretext for a proof text." Oh boy, is that needed when Christians crazily cling to Jeremiah 29:11. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, where Jesus told us that our lives revolve around one thing, and that is love. Because we've received that love from God in all its fullness that doesn't ever end, we're supposed to try to give that same love in His power, by His Spirit, to others that God puts on our path. This is the final episode, at least for now, of popular verses that we often misquote, misapply, and misuse in ways the Scripture never intended. Today, let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. You probably know this one. Scripture says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, plans to give you a future and a hope." We yank that baby right out of context. We often pay zero attention to who it was written to, what was going on at the time, and when it was promised to be fulfilled in the first place. We put that verse on coffee cups, posters, refrigerator magnets, graduation cards, and so much more. Why? Because we love it. We love the idea that God has a plan for me, that God will prosper me, that God won't let anything harm me. Yes and amen. I love that one. Yeah, except that's not what the context says. Familiarity can breed laziness when it comes to knowing the Bible. First of all, for all you grammarians out there, the "you" plans to prosper you, not to harm you, in Jeremiah 29:11, it's not singular. It's plural. This isn't for individuals. It's for the exiled people of God as a whole. Many of us want to desperately know the plan that God has for each of us as individuals. But let the prophet Jeremiah remind us, it's not about us. And it might not look like what you think. During this time, the Israelites were living in captivity in Babylon. They're slaves. That's important to take note of. This passage is addressed to slaves living in enemy territory. We got to read those words through that lens. This is a time of captivity. There are false prophets going around saying, "God's going to release us soon." And Jeremiah 29 is reminding us that God is denouncing those false prophets. He's telling His people, "Hey, you're going to have to endure this for 70 more years. Now that's bad news." But God doesn't stop there. Not only will they have to live in captivity for 70 more years, but also God instructs them to live in peace and seek the welfare of the place where they are while they're there. This is not a verse that we can simply pull out and apply to us individually as if to say that nothing bad will ever happen to us, that God is going to prosper us with money and health and all that, and if He doesn't, well then the Bible's not true. You can't do that. Here's the great question. How would you summarize God's plans for you? What would you say? What are God's plans for you? And how do you back that up with Scripture in context? Let's pray. You know, if you want to pray Jeremiah 29:11, if you want to pray it biblically and faithfully, maybe something like this. Oh God, in the short term, I may suffer. I may endure difficulty like the Israelites did. But in the long term, my future is united with Christ. That's a future for my welfare, not for evil. That's a future of hope, not despair. And for that, I give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1320. In the meantime, Jeffrey Curtis Poor wrote, "The meaning of Jeremiah 29:11 isn't a personal promise written to you. It's not a promise that if we follow God, He will allow us to prosper in life. The context tells us otherwise. This verse is written to a people who would likely all die as slaves. Not a great life. Jeremiah 29:11 is addressed to a group of people, not individuals. It's a promise that God is still in control even when things are bleak. It's a promise that even though things might not make sense to us right now, God still has a good plan. This verse is giving hope to a group of people that are struggling to understand what God is doing. Podcast family, yes, God has plans, and they are good. Look at Jesus. Look at the cross. Look at the empty tomb. Look at the ascension. God has plans, and they will come to be. But the prosper part may not be what you think.